This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping the focus and the light on, the priorities of this country, and that is getting us back on track and, you know, getting the full accounting and return on investment for all the good money that we're putting toward this government that continues to remain bloated. Maybe there's some hope on the other side of the the tunnel, so to speak, here. But we want to continue to talk about this GPS fusion deal. And yesterday, Representative Jim Jordan had this to say about the Senate testimony.
What did you think, first of all, of Dianne Feinstein's decision to unilaterally release the Simpson transcript?
I leave that up to Senator Feinstein and the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. But what I do know and what I found most interesting about what I've been able to read thus far is the fact that Glenn Simpson said Christopher Steele told him the FBI had another source. How did Christopher Steele know that? Did the FBI tell him? And if they did, why is the FBI telling Christopher Steele, the guy who was paid by Fusion, who was paid by the Clinton campaign, why is the FBI telling Christopher Steele they got another source on this whole Russian investigation? I think that is interesting and something we need to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to the larger question of whether or not there was a coordinated effort between these intelligence agencies and perhaps including the FBI and the Clinton campaign to dig up dirt on Donald Trump, right?
Exactly. And I think when you couple what Senator Feinstein released today with the story John Solomon wrote this morning on additional text messages we've now reviewed, where they talk about planning stories. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in their text message exchange talk about planning stories with the media to further their narrative. And what was their narrative and what was their plan? It was the insurance policy that was designed to make sure that we can't take the risk the American people are going to elect Donald Trump president. So now this all fits together. So that's what I found most interesting today is those text messages that John Solomon wrote about, along with what Senator Feinstein released, and how it fits this idea that the FBI was actively planning and orchestrating in a systematic way this idea we're going to generate stories that further our narrative and the plan we have.
Yeah, it's remarkable. We reported on those text messages last night. We can put them up on the screen so people can see them at home. Lisa Page says the article is out, but hidden behind the paywall, can't read it. And Peter Strzok goes on to say, boy, that was fast. Wall Street Journal, boy, that was fast. Should I find it, in quotes, as if to suggest that he already knows where it is, and tell the team? With regard to the other revelations here, that someone died as a result of the exposure of this dossier, and that perhaps sources were uncovered, and that someone got angry about that, you know, and perhaps someone was killed as a result. What do you make of that information, Congressman?
I don't know and if that happened, of course, that's terrible, and I hope it didn't. But what I do know is on January 6th, the intelligence community went to Trump Tower and briefed President-elect Trump on the dossier. If you remember, Clapper told James Comey to stay around after the briefing and further brief the president on the dossier. Shortly thereafter, it was leaked to the press, and CNN talked about it, and BuzzFeed printed the entire dossier. I think what happened in that meeting was when the FBI director briefs the president-elect, it gives the dossier legitimacy, and someone leaked out the fact that, oh, the FBI director thought it was important enough to tell the president-elect. Then it's out there. So we hope this didn't happen. But if it did, it seems to me it was because the, you know, then Obama administration briefs the president and somebody leaks it to BuzzFeed and to CNN.
My question is, what did Senator Feinstein have to gain out of this, or the Democratic Party? Is this a Democratic move for her to unilaterally release this document and this transcript? I don't know. This is all kind of strange how sometimes you have to protect this information, and the whole discussion about leaking, and what are the moving pieces here? What are they trying to do in terms of manipulating the thought and understanding that we the people must have about GPS fusion? It just seems like Boy, I tell you, I can appreciate how some people, his eyes cross and things get a little foggy because it seems that the Beltway likes it that way. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, boy, perfect timing here to talk about immigration, especially after yesterday. And our go-to expert and historian is Bruce Thatcher, author of Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It. He's also the author of the award-winning Adamant Aggressors and Immigration, which we have discussed many times over the years. Always good to be talking to you. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just great, Bill. And how are you doing? It's going to be—it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, exactly. Happy New Year is my thoughts to you and the family. And I think things are looking up. We have a grand opportunity to take care of some problems because, gosh, you know, go figure. We finally got a president that has some intestinal fortitude to go after these issues that have been lingering. And he's not much into kicking things down the road, as has been the tradition.
Well, the White House meeting yesterday certainly seemed to indicate that kind of a thing. It's the president is visibly behind some major changes in immigration, and it's not going to lead to what I might term a comprehensive single immigration bill, but he certainly made the points, and this discussion certainly covered four rather big things as regards immigration. Most encouraging to me, and it's consistent with points I've made in my book, is the subject of chain immigration is finally being talked about.
Exactly.
And until just a few months ago, that seemed to be a censored item. We didn't even talk about it, and yet it's the signature item of our current immigration law and probably the most problematic part of it.
Exactly, because when we look at the future, the economy, the resources of this country, no doubt this failed immigration program, which has been basically an ignorance, and I don't mean ignorance, lack of knowledge. I mean just a flat-out let's ignore the law about immigration and allow this thing to implode on itself. And then everybody sits there and says, well, we have a broken system. Well, what did you think was going to happen when you start obliterating the law?
It's very interesting to ponder on the idea that the law is being widely broken and ignored as regards immigration, which seems to indicate that people want something different, and they're willing to go so far as to ignore the law to get it. Yesterday the meeting covered 4 points. None of which are going to be comprehensive immigration. Interesting, what they didn't discuss or mention was the RAISE Act, which covers very much all those points and chain migration. Seems to indicate that probably won't get specifically addressed by Congress, but it does seem to indicate from the discussion that we are going to talk about the Dreamers, and we're going to get action on that, as well as a couple of three other things.
Well, Donald Trump made it a point and gave it some sense of urgency when he told Congress, look, at you need to address this. We need to address DACA, make it a law, do your job. What Barack Obama did was illegal, so let's make it legal and let's make it right. Now, I would think, I know the DACA kids and the emotions running around it because of the uncertainty of it all are concerned about it, but I think they need to play their cards right in such a way so that the perception is to the rest of this country that these Dreamers are in fact positive. But if they're going to go and be disruptive and overly emotional about this this situation and this opportunity, I mean, here they are, Bruce. They're on the verge of becoming, you know, being able to officially come out of the shadows and be part of the country's woof and warp and fabric of what makes up this great country, and that's what's available to them. But, you know, I think we got to be careful about how politicized it gets.
It's too bad in many ways that the media and public perception of so many issues, and certainly that's true with DACA, is focused and shaped by what I think are a relatively small percentage of the people concerned who are going out to parade and protest in front of the cameras. But DACA will be a big thing for the majority of those individuals who, under that category of Dreamers. It will, I think, be passed and finally legalize this whole question of the some 800,000 people who are here and have been here for years.
Exactly. And I'm not sensing either party wants to send them back to Mexico, or because what, about 80% of these Dreamers are from Mexico, the rest, you know, from Central America, by and large, the way the breakdown goes. But, you know, nobody's talking about shipping these kids, you know, back to the border. Now, if you've broken the law, that's another deal. But if you want to come here, I think there is room for forgiveness and a gateway to some valid citizenship or position within this country. But it's going to come with some caveats, and that is that you're not going to come in and get, you know, a full, you know, with chain migration, you know, as you say, as that has come out of the closet and that more and more people are understanding what that represents. It's going to be a qualified acceptance, isn't it?
I think so, and I certainly agree with you. I think virtually everybody wants to support and supports the idea of these folks staying in the country, and that's going to happen.
Right.
But I think it's important, as you say, that it happens in a way that appears to be consistent with the rest of our immigration policy, and that's going to take some effort on the part of those people, but it will happen.
Yeah, I agree, and also with that is that America is not going to settle, though I think about 70% of America agrees with with the Dreamers, you know, letting the Dreamers stay. But almost the same number agrees that we better get the wall up,
and that's certainly Trump's point. That's the second issue that such a strong point was made that border security, which sort of the euphemism is the wall, that's got to be enhanced because. Things won't work if it isn't enhanced, and that will be, I'm sure, absolutely coupled with the Dreamer program in a single bill to come out of this meeting. There are some other points he mentioned that I think will end up not being part of the first DACA solution, but will be handled down the line, such as the issues on on the lottery.
Exactly. And Bruce, I want to get into that a little bit more on the other side of the break here. But certainly, okay. As we say, America is open to receive and accept and welcome the DACA, the Dreamers, but not without the wall. That could be a major problem, whether or not Mexico pays for it or not.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change T. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America, as we come to you fresh every day, independent, as always, because that's what we believe in. This is what gives us the forum to be able to freely discuss and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Thatcher is with us. He is the founder of History Speaks Today, as a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. What a novel concept, right? And this is why we appreciate... right, Bruce? I mean, let's look at the past so we don't reproduce it, right?
Yeah, I don't, and one of the lessons we mostly don't learn is that we don't learn the lessons.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we just keep on repeating this. And we've been down this road before. And does America have the courage, and do its leaders have the courage to see this through and to right the ship? I mean, I think America is getting tired. Main Street America is tired to no end. I mean, I think we hear one more time that the immigration system is broken, I think you're going to hear a collective scream that's going to go from coast to coast.
I do, but I think that there's what the administration and now the leaders of Congress are realizing is that they can't just, America will not swallow in one big lump some massive master plan like Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're gonna pick off the things that are important and they think they can get done. And we've talked about DACA and we've talked about the wall. This diversity immigration lottery is another one that virtually everybody acknowledges. It doesn't make much sense in our current America, and yet it becomes in play as a negotiating tool. It lets in 50,000 people a year, which is just a teeny drop in the bucket of our total immigration, but it's so out of step with America's policy on these kinds of things.
Especially with the threats that we are realizing today. You open up the lotto. I mean, in a sense, this is like Russian roulette, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a pretty good metaphor on it, because here we're going to – essentially what the lottery says is we're going to reserve 50,000 slots every year for immigrants from countries that otherwise would not qualify immigrants to come here. And more important than that – is that the only qualification they have to come here, in effect, is that they win the lottery. They spin the wheel, and their number comes up, they come.
Yeah.
And the odds are that you're going to get some unvetted bad apples in that approach.
Yeah, and so what's in it for America? What's in it for its citizens to do this?
Well, if you take these 50,000 gambles out of the immigration citizen situation, it simplifies the system somewhat, but it also opens up theoretically 50,000 slots for immigrants that we want to, that we can specifically focus on and qualify and want to come into our country because we know they will contribute to the country.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump said that Mexico is not sending their best. When he said Mexico, that could have been any foreign country for that matter that has sent their best. But he, and you got to take this in the context in which this is said. People at first bothered them, and they took exception to that statement. But it's like, look at this is America. We have a lot to offer. Why shouldn't this be by invitation only? Why should we not be more critical of the people that come here in this country and say, okay, what do you have to offer? What do you have to add to this freedom project that we've invested over 200 years for? What can you do to advance the cause?
So much of the discussion on immigration seems to be framed within the concept of what is good for the immigrants and not necessarily what is good for America. We can't accept the 100 million or so people who would like to come here tomorrow if we could let them in. We couldn't swallow and digest that many immigrants, but we need a lot of immigrants. And so if we have that much pool to draw from, what is wrong with our selecting the ones that are most likely to enhance everything about American life. It's society, it's interrelationships, it's economy, it's well-being of all its people. I mean, those are the folks we ought to want to bring in here, and we have the opportunity to do that through our immigration system if we just structure it to do that.
Yeah, and the disgusting thing about all this, Bruce, is that we can articulate and discuss the potential aspects of a positive immigration policy, and then you've got these activist governors in states that want to become sanctuary states and preempt the program. What is all this about?
Well, I think that what it's all about is that everybody thinks that everybody in power thinks that they should be able to define their own criteria for immigrants to come in here in furtherance of a whole variety of agenda items. But I think that clearing up some of these kinds of things begins to chip away at that sanctuary city, at that sanctuary city mentality. I don't think sanctuary cities are going to get addressed very visibly by Congress, which is where it needs to be, where it needs to happen if we want anything significant to change legally, because most senators and representatives, or at least a large number of them, have sanctuary cities / voters in their constituencies, and it's an issue. I don't think they'll want to touch it.
Well, this isn't, in a sense, isn't this a little bit? I mean, let's rewind back to Abraham Lincoln, where you're looking at the very fiber and the core of the existence of the republic. I mean, doesn't this challenge this? Doesn't this chip away at the foundational issues of our federal government?
Well, I think it certainly does, because what it's saying, it's very clear in the law that immigration is in the province of the federal government, not the states.
Right.
And not the cities. So what's happened is that states and city jurisdictions have said, we don't want to obey that law. Mm. We want to have our own law. And that gets back to the Civil War. The Civil War was fought over a question of republic, federal versus state,
state
freedoms,
yes, right,
and prerogatives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what I think is opening up here. But again, if we don't arrest this issue sooner and we allow this to gain momentum, I mean, already where you have the state of California saying, hey, we're not happy with cities anymore, we're just going to be an entire state. And their whole premise for doing such is so false and ill-founded, because on the surface they say, well, we need to protect the illegal immigrants that have come to the country. I understand that, but you don't protect them there. You protect them at the border before they even come in to allow a subculture to exist, and now you're trying to manage a subculture that you have no idea. There is not enough personnel to understand the varying cultures and the nuances of illegal immigrants, is there?
I don't think so. And if you logically extend the philosophies that are espoused by the sanctuary provinces, what you go is where you get to is a breakup of the union.
Mm-hmm.
California might as well be, to use that as an example, they might as well take it a little bit further and just become a separate country, because
right.
they want to control all those aspects of immigration, in particular defiance of the federal government.
Well, they're so confused right now, they're talking about breaking up into six different states. So what does that tell you about California? Sadly, it is absolute insanity on the West Coast. This is why I'm here in Florida now, Bruce, I'm telling you. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it, as always.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want.
Hey, our commitment is to be beholden to you, we the people. This is why we're so doggone independent and so grateful for this position that we have here as we come to you across this great country of ours and over 280-plus markets. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You've come to the reality that Russia has never stopped its cyber attacks on the United States. You have to consider the other aspect, too, and that is the United States isn't sleeping over cyber attacks. We're definitely keeping our tentacles out there as well. We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things with our next guest. Jamil Jaffer joins us. He's a former senior advisor to the House Intelligence Committee. Jamil, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get into cyber attacks, because of your background as a senior advisor to the House Intelligence Committee, I know the House, but yesterday the news was that Dianne Feinstein in the Senate had preempted Charles Grassley, the head of the committee, and released these documents, relative to the Glenn Simpson investigation. What did you make of that release?
Well, you know, it is sort of unprecedented. It is very unusual, and I think the breach of sort of Senate protocol for the ranking member to get ahead of the chairman in releasing committee material. It's an unusual thing. It's surprising. And you know, you would think that typically these things get worked out amongst the members and they find a way forward. And so, obviously she wanted to get this stuff out there. People now have a chance to review it and determine what they think of it. You know, it's important to remember, you know, obviously that when anybody, talks to a committee, whether it's, in the context of an open hearing, or a closed setting like this one was, you know, people are looking to protect themselves and get their side of the story out there. It doesn't mean they're not telling the truth. But you know, you gotta account for that fact that when anybody's testifying, they're putting their story out there. And this
exactly.
is a typical scenario in like a trial where there are two sides of this cross-examination. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it violates due process, because if you're only going to show part of the cards and not show all of it, maybe she's trying to get some cover. Again, and you've been closer to this certainly, Jamil, than I've been, so you know and understand the psychology of Congress and congressmen and congresswomen and senators. You know, so you know where they're coming for a little bit more intimately. But I don't think that, you know, maybe she's trying to get some cover because she didn't make some statement a couple of weeks ago that they haven't found anything that was of a collusion that supported the collusion premise of the Mueller case. And she got some heat, you know, from the Democratic Party because of those statements that she made on a Sunday talk show.
Right. She certainly did say that. She said she's seen no evidence of collusion. You know, the president obviously tweeted that, had a slightly different perspective and said she said there wasn't any collusion, but obviously there's a line there. But, you know, it's what's concerning here is that you're exactly right. You know, you want to, the whole story should be out there, right? And the chairman of the ranking member of this committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, should find a way to work together and put out the whole story. You know, obviously a lot of people have been complaining about leaks from Capitol Hill or leaks from the administration. Well, this isn't a leak in the sense that she just sort of did it, but yeah. It has the same effect, which is it
exactly.
becomes one part of the story without full content.
Right. And again, you know, it makes me wonder, okay, what is the political advantage for her doing this? Because you don't, at least I don't perceive, and you might say I'm cynical, but I don't perceive politicians doing anything without a political motive.
Well, look, I mean, that's part of our system, right, is that you want people doing things with political motives in the following steps, right, which is, you know, obviously they want to be responsive to their electorate, right, and that's part of what we want our democracy. At the same time, you know, you elect people for six-year terms, particularly the Senate, right, and you're saying, look, I need you to be outside of politics for some period of time and do the right thing by the nation. So there's a balance there, right, respond to your constituents, but also do the right thing by the nation. Now, you know, it is notable Dianne Feinstein is up for re-election, and I don't know whether that has an effect here. I'm not saying it does, but, you know, she's a, you know, fairly, you know, well thought out person in the following sense, right, that she was the former chair of the Intelligence Committee. And while there were things that I think that people thought might have been partisan at the time, right, there were also things that she did that were very bipartisan. And so, you know, it is concerning, and she understands the rules of protecting classified information and paying information that's in an investigation because she's been doing this for a long time. And so this is concerning that this has been done. You got to wonder, well, why now? And
exactly.
And why is this happening? Right?
Well, that's the question, and maybe that time will tell, Jamil, what is really behind this, and we'll have to wait and see. But I want to talk to you, particularly as I mentioned earlier, about the cyber attacks. And you say Russia sure. never stopped its cyber attacks on the U.S., right?
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, Russians have been trying to monkey with America, and frankly, a lot of other elections for a long time. I mean, this is not unusual. They've been doing it for ages. And they don't typically do it with a goal of getting one person elected or another. They do it to monkey with the system, right, to manipulate the system and to undermine confidence in the system. This is sort of Russian, classic Russian operating behavior. Cyber may be newer in the sense that it's a new tool for them, but it's very similar to things they've done for decades. And so what you see here in the most recent election, you know, is an attempt by Russia to manipulate the American public, right, to shape their views. And frankly, if you look at what's been revealed in these investigations thus far, what you see is Russia playing both sides of the game, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to foment discord in the United States, right? They're not trying to get one person elected. They're really just trying to undermine the system. And that's what we should all be very concerned about and really go after and address directly, head on.
Well, you know, it would be reasonable to consider if they were pointing toward one person. They just had 8 years of having their way with Barack Obama and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. You would say that if they were going to put any effort, it would be toward more of the same Why would they want to give up the advantages that they had over the previous administration to try somebody new?
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. It's funny you mentioned that because, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking during the election. You know, so my point of view was, you know, if you're a nation state, you want stability. You want somebody that sort of the devil you know, right? And as you point out exactly correctly, that during the last 8 years, Russia was able to invade Crimea successfully with almost no response by the United States. They were able to get involved in Middle East politics and warfare with almost no response by the United States. And in a variety of other places around the world, the U.S. did not react, whether it was in Syria in response to chemical weapons, even though we set a red line, whether it was in response to China and its building of islands in the South China Sea. You know, we had 8 years of almost no real aggressive role in the world. And so you think Russia would want to continue that effort. And frankly, look, whether they thought Donald Trump might be favorable to them or not, the other thing they know about Donald Trump is he is a man who's putting America first, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, he's a man who changes his mind and has different points of view and is not afraid to admit that.
Exactly.
And so he could just easily turn around on them. So the idea somehow that the Russians wanted Donald Trump to win, I find hard to believe.
Yeah.
But look, we do have an intelligence analysis that suggests that's what they're trying to do. I don't know the genesis of that, right? What I do think is they're still trying to manipulate the election, and that is the real problem that everyone should acknowledge, including, you know, the White House, and we had to do something about it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm sure that Putin is sitting there at the Kremlin kind of laughing about this because the mainstream media has turned him into a boogeyman greater than the sum of his parts.
Well, and that's the thing is that Russia, you know, let's be honest, Russia's a two-bit nation that's got a crumbling economy run by a tin pot dictator, right? And it's unfortunate the Russian people really should react to this problem they have in leadership, but he has been extremely successful manipulating our view of him and our view of their role in the world to make it much larger than it actually is. I mean, it is crazy that our body politics for the last year since Donald Trump was elected has been completely captured by a Russian covert influence operation. Right? It's on the news every day.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's an ongoing, very successful covert influence operation that's working.
Well, and you think about the cyber attacks there from Russia, and it's not like the United States has clean hands on cyber attacking as well, right?
Well, look, I mean, everyone's got cyber capabilities. Everyone's pre-speaking about how to use them and what circumstances and the like. And look, the reality is we've got to be able to push back.
Exactly. Well, Jamil, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Look forward to having you back. Jamil Jaffer on Bill Martinez Live.
Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness?
How you doing?
Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Good. How about yours? Was yours good?
Hi, I'm Craig Sands, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem.
Oh, wow.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to comply or something. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
In broadcasting.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
And it was win-win for me, but it was just like, okay, well, you know, just stop.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
Got a note, choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing, cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Bill Martinez,
hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Andrea K, AK, with the latest that's happening around the cooler. A lot of cooler talk these days, huh?
Yeah, a lot. And especially after the Golden Globes, which, yeah. I don't know, you took a couple of weeks off. I don't know if you decided to break from your vacation and tune into that or not, but people are still talking about it.
I got to tell you, I tuned in enough to where it was going. First of all, the whole hypocrisy of it. You know, here's these gals, hashtag Me Too, dressed in black. Go, wait a minute, what are you dressed in black for? Is the funeral for your own, you know, ego and your own arrogance, the fact that you, Me Too, didn't say anything about the Yaya sisterhood that was getting violated all these years? Is that what this is all about? Oh, no. What this is about is they're trying to claim some sort of high moral ground that they suddenly found in their consciousness. Are you kidding me? How hypocritical. And then, as if that's not enough, then, let's bring Oprah on. Let's bring the new savior, Oprah, who is like, okay, well, wait a minute. Oprah, last time I checked, the platform that you have been gifted with could have done so much to address this a lot earlier, and now you're going to come out as the, you know, new crowned queen of the Democratic Party. Are you kidding me? Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, but even getting back to that, I'm glad you brought up the question of the color black. I mean, nobody ever explained what that was because there was really no depth to this entire thing the other night. I mean, the reality is they all chose to get together to wear black because black is slimy. It makes everybody look better. So even in the choice of their color, it was completely self-serving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but you're right. And they should have chosen a different color, not the color of a funeral, because what they were trying to do was actually bring their moral superiority back to life, because it really died when the truth about who they are as an industry was revealed with Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, today on the cover of Drudge Report, they've got, shock poll, Oprah Winfrey, 48%. and Trump 38%. I mean, does anybody really believe the polls anymore?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, they have this believing that Hillary was going to win 4 days before the election. You know, yep. This is all about trying to revive the death of the left. You know, I said this on my show last night, the night before. There's a three-legged stool in this country of the left. One leg is Hollywood. The other is the DNC. And then the third is the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And after the whole Weinstein revelations, one of the legs off that stool was knocked, and they're trying to put it back under and revive themselves. And it's dead. It's not working. Because mm-hmm. what happened after Oprah's speech? All the pictures of her with Harvey Weinstein, even quotes from her saying that, yes, I, you know, sent women most over the age of 21 to meet Harvey Weinstein at his home. And what happened between them is between them. Hashtag they all knew.
Mm-hmm.
This did not work. It's not going to work. Trump is right. He would beat Oprah if she ran in 2020, and she ain't going to run because Oprah has never had the kind of intimate exam that happens to candidates when they run for office. And let me tell you, she doesn't want the truth about who she is exposed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and she got a little bit of an idea of it after, you know, coming on the way she did. It was like, okay, let's take you for your word. And you come out and you tell everybody, okay, it is time for your truth, you know, to be revealed.
Yeah.
What do you mean your truth? It's either the truth or then it becomes opinion. It's, you know,
exactly.
The one thing about the truth is that it is universal, isn't it?
Yeah, but see, that's so typical of the left, and that's why she showed herself to be nothing but Obama with a bad wig and, you know, another, you know, phony black dress on. Because, you know, they don't care about truth. They don't care about facts. Just these past few days, we had multiple people in the media, including Maggie Haberman from the New York Times, saying, you know, facts, really what matters is this something is notionally accurate. The left does not care about facts. But there is facts. There is such a thing as facts, and there's such a thing as black and white, and right, there's wrong, and right, and wrong. They don't want us to believe that. That's why Harvey Weinstein got away with what he did, and they all knew. And that's why these same people, you know, why didn't she bust Meryl Streep in the audience, who came out and called Roman Polanski a god after he raped a 13-year-old?
Exactly.
And what has Oprah done with this powerful platform of hers for women in America? No, she set up some school over in Africa that then was accused of sexual abuse of young girls.
Right, and the thing is that outside of that, Andrea, consider the body of their work, the music that is recorded, the films that they produce. How is that elevating women? How is that elevating humanity and the common cause that we have here as fellow citizens of this free nation? This is just all about them. It is about their ego. And even like the New York Times reporter, it's about emotion. You know, they have been able to live off an industry that that panders to our emotion. And we learn as kids of the hard way that when we make decisions out of emotion, almost 90% of the time we're wrong. And we make bad choices. So we need to hold this in perspective. And I think therein lies the opportunity of what we're experiencing right now with all this, you know, sexgate and sexual harassment that's taking place, is how do we draw out of this uncomfortable, and I mean uncomfortable, situation that's hit us right in the face and come away with this with some sort of value? And having a bunch of celebs parading like they're some sort of, you know, they found the moral high ground, or they are the they are the patrons of the moral high ground, is it's rather rich.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the things that we should not be doing is overcompensating and pandering to women and telling women that they're all victims, and then telling women that every claim that is made is to be automatically believed, and that it's okay to then have institutional systemic misandry in this country against men.
Exactly.
To where,
well,
every claim is automatically believed, and it's okay to destroy every man's life on the basis of some unfounded, unsubstantiated allegation. They also then tried to pivot in an attempt to regain their moral superiority with the Time's Up, hashtag Time's Up. And very few people are talking enough about that aspect of the Golden Globes, which is even more disturbing to me. And that's the phony, false, hypocritical movement of income inequality in Hollywood. While Deborah Messing is being heralded courageous and brave for confronting an E! Host at the awards because E! Entertainment was paying Kat Sadler less money than her male counterpart. I'm sitting there thinking, lady, you're yammering on about income inequality in front of a cameraman who probably makes less money per year than that tent that you're wearing. I mean, it's insane. You know, and we need to, as Republicans and conservatives, need to be pushing back for when it comes to sexual harassment claims, for the rule of law and for everybody to have, you got a claim, fine, but there should be due process in the courts as well as in the workplace. But then this income inequality stuff is just as disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as hypocritical on the part of the left, but it's also a push for Marxism in this country, wanting the government to control outcomes for everybody. And these brain-dead bimbos have no idea even what they're arguing for. And the end result of that is going to be equally distributed misery.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, a lot, as we said, is around the cooler these days. Bannon, does Bannon come back?
No.
He's down for the count now?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by comeback. I mean, do you think he's going to have a comeback in what way? Will he probably, after Breitbart, come out and find some more funding somewhere and start some other media organization? Yes. But I think that in terms of having anything even remotely relevant to importance as he had before, no. And the reason is because neither party really wants anything to do with him. I mean, the left, he suddenly became a hero to the left after he participated in, you know, the latest defamation dossier known as this, you know, the Fire and the Fury.
The book.
Yeah. You know, it's just.
And that's not D-A, that's D-U-H is what the book. That's what that is.
Yeah, but so he was a hero to the left for like 5 seconds, you know, and then but they don't want anything to do with him either. And he's lost, you know, the Republican Party, you know, really including even the establishment. He's made himself too hot. And, you know, so no, I don't think he really comes back in any serious way.
OK, you're there in San Diego, in California, DACA. And and the kids are on the streets. Again, emotionalized, really not quite understanding what has taken place. But yesterday we got some great insight with that reality TV there on the Beltway with the president and a bipartisan audience.
Yeah, which I thought was brilliant in some ways and not in others, because I hat tip to Donald Trump for being the most fearless politician we've ever had in the history of this country, in my opinion.
This is a guy who's mentally deranged, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure that out, right?
But I think he muddied the waters in terms of where he stands. I'm just going to be completely honest. I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. There were some people watching that came away with Trump is going to give the left everything they want. Some people came away with saying he's compromising and he's going too much in the compromise. And there's other people that are coming back and saying he's just playing the left. He's going to follow through in every campaign commitment, and there's going to be a wall. And, you know, I think that because I think that when you're negotiating on the fly like that, coming from my years of negotiating in corporate America, not to the level that he did, you know, it is a fluid situation, and it's all a part about feeling out your prospects, and you know, the details end up coming down the road a little bit. So I think it was good in some ways and not in others.
Right.
And you know, I think that the people want to see the ultimate. They want to see him fulfill his campaign promises.
Well, they want to see a conservative advantage after all is said and done on this. If that is obliterated, then heaven help the GOP, and welcome back the Democrats. I'll tell you.
Yes.
In big form. Andrea Kay with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Have a good one.
About time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
age-related.